I'm Kevin Willis. Health officials in the Ohio Valley are investigating outbreaks of disease associated with needle drug use and what is emerging as a new public health threat from the region's opioid crisis. A new federal report identifies 40 new HIV cases in southern West Virginia. In northern Kentucky, health officials there are investigating another HIV cluster. Reporter Roxy Todd visited with some people living with the disease and its stigma.
Carl was in his senior year at Concord University in Mercer County, West Virginia, when he had some routine blood work done during a hospital admission. That's how he learned.
They found out that I was infected with HIV.
He thinks he contracted the disease from a same-sex partner. Even though he used protection, he says his partner was careless one time. He says it's been a struggle telling people he has HIV because of the stigma against people with the disease. We're using his first name only because Carl still hasn't told everyone in his family.
I have two people out of my entire family that know.
Even among some doctors, Carl says, he encounters homophobia. He recalls an early visit to a doctor in nearby Beckley.
She, in so many words, said, "Well, if I were you, I wouldn't have done the actions to get this." And that set me back. That sent me spiraling that a medical professional that deals with these infections would be so crass to somebody that was so mentally fragile anyway, because I just got that diagnosis.
Carl stopped taking his medication for a few days. He says he almost gave up. Then he contacted the Ryan White program at Charleston Area Medical Center, where he now makes the 2-hour round-trip drive for checkups. The stigma against people with HIV and AIDS can have a huge impact in rural communities. It affects what treatment options are available and makes it difficult for health officials to respond quickly to a possible outbreak. Tanya Basta, who chairs the Health Sciences College at Ohio University, has done research on the effects of stigma in rural Appalachia.
There are providers who, in rural areas, unfortunately, are still stigmatizing against their patients. And
West Virginia does not have a high number of people with HIV or AIDS, but researchers like Basta worry there could be undiagnosed cases, especially in the rural areas of the state.
Testing is an issue, and I'm not saying that stigma is necessarily any higher in rural areas. It's just that because of the nature of living in small towns where everybody kind of knows everybody, word travels quickly.
Few people living with HIV or AIDS in southern West Virginia are willing to tell their stories in public. Elena Imes is one of them. She has lived with the disease for 18 years. For many years before the disease progressed, Imes says she did not know she had been infected by her husband. She worries that there are many undiagnosed cases in her community.
Part of the problem is the negativity of the disease itself and the fear and the stereotyping. If you got AIDS, you probably did something bad, Christianly bad. They don't want anybody to see them go take a test. Consequently, people don't go take the test.
She's told her story to the media several times, but speaking out has caused some backlash. A few years ago, she experienced an incident where she worked at Walmart. A woman recognized her from a TV news story and knew that she had AIDS.
"I know you're from the TV. You're killing us all."
The woman yelled this in the parking lot, drawing a crowd. She accused Imes of infecting people with HIV by touching things when she stocked the shelves.
"I'm sorry. I don't really like telling people because that hurts so bad. So embarrassed." And that woman really thought she was warning everybody.
Imes lives in a small wooden house in Cole City in Raleigh County, where she runs a small animal rescue service. As we step through the front door, pink curtains and a thin layer of frayed plastic covers holes in her windows. When I visited, she wore 5 layers of clothes indoors to keep warm. She weighs less than 80 pounds. Her health is deteriorating, and she's struggling to get by.
"Financially, I'm in ruin."
She doesn't work at Walmart anymore. That's partly because a few years ago, she lost her mode of transportation. One night, she tried to hitchhike to work and was raped. Her perpetrators were never caught. Now she worries that those who raped her are unintentionally spreading the disease. As I listened to her story and Carl's, I wondered, why do they stay where they are? Im says one reason is because she wants to stay and help other people who have the disease.
"I would tell them that the worst thing they can do is to keep it a secret. If you can toughen up, you need to share it. Be open about it. That's the problem. If more people were open, then the stigma wouldn't be there.
Because she's been in the media telling her story, over the years, IMS has become almost a one-woman support system for people here who have HIV. That's something Carl says people need more of.
The biggest fear that someone with this has, this infection has, is doing it alone. And that often causes you to become depressed because you are lonely.
I asked him if he ever thinks about leaving home, moving to a bigger city.
I would rather live here and put up a front than move somewhere and be myself. I know that sounds kind of odd, but I do love this place. It is a beautiful place.
Although he is worried that his friends and family will find out he has HIV after the story airs, Carl says it's worth the risk because he hopes telling his story might help someone decide to get tested for HIV. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Roxy Todd in Beckley, West Virginia.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.